Hello, and welcome to level 73 of Three Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. I'm your host, Tom Knight. Oh, it's good to be back. Missed the last episode of Three Extra Lives. It just didn't happen. But we're back, and I hope you haven't missed me too much. Hope you're doing okay, and I hope you're ready for some video games, some trivia, all that good stuff. Anyway, let's get this show on the road! So first up, while I haven't been podcasting recently, but I'm back now, hello, I have been doing the Twitch, as you know if you've been listening to this podcast, and something that I do every Monday is a little show called 1 Hour Indies, where I play through 3 demos in an hour, and this has been really great. This has been so cool to play a large amount of indie games, upcoming indie games, in a short space of time, because usually before this, I used to wait for games to be released or, you know, playing them after they've been released. But now I'm digesting a lot of indie games that are still works in progress, but getting to play them and discover them and tell other people about them is really special to me. And I've really been enjoying doing this every Monday on Twitch. And I've encountered some gems already, and you know, just smashing them onto my wish list, hitting that wish list button on Steam, which of course I keep saying it a lot, is great for developers, great for the algorithm for when that game is actually released. It does help developers when you do wish list those games. A few of the games that I have played through recently that have really stuck into my head, there was a game called Coromon, which is developed by Tragsoft, and this is a modern monster taming game with retro pixel art. And this is bringing an immersive storyline and strategic turn-based combat and challenging puzzles to a classic genre. This game is heavily inspired by the original Pokemons, the Pokemon you used to play on your Game Boy, and it's almost a love letter to that game. And it's great seeing like developers come through who have obviously been inspired by games like that and making their games for it, taking their kind of spin on these genres as well and reimagining them in their own way. Another game that really caught my eye as well was a game called The Chameleon. This is a tense exploration game with stealth superpowers set in the 70s, filled with glorious fat pixels. This game kind of reminded me of Grand Theft Auto Vice City, that kind of graphics, and you are in this research facility, you're escaping from this research facility, and there are these guards, these people that are out to stop you, and you have like these superpowers. You can punch really hard, you can dash, you can teleport, you can also transform into the guards as well to fool them to think that you are one of them. And it just brings back that nostalgic Metal Gear Solid kind of stealthy and just set in this 70s era as well, and really just capturing some great feelings there. And another game that I checked out was a point and click game called Papatura, and this game is kind of mind-blowing because this game is entirely handcrafted out of paper. The backgrounds, the characters, it's all handcrafted out of paper, and then this is then transformed into the video game format. And just seeing the painstaking crafting time that it must take to create all this and then shoot it into a video game format, it's absolutely mind-blowing that somebody's taking the time to do this. But I've played many demos are available on Steam, and so many upcoming indie games get listed there as well. It's really hard to go through them all and pick out 3 every week that I'm going to cover, but that's just 3 of the ones that I've covered over the 9 weeks or so that I have been streaming this to Twitch. And it's just a great feeling to discover a potential gem and get that added to the wish list. And I'm enjoying playing demos again. It's something I did when I was a lot younger, you know, getting those demo discs off the magazines and getting to experience games that way. I think not enough people play demos anymore. Demos are kind of just, yeah, we don't really play them because we just go and buy the full game, or gaming has become that much more accessible. I think that people don't play demos as much now. I feel like people don't play demos as much, but maybe I'm wrong. Do you play demos? Are you downloading demos on Steam? Are you still buying PlayStation magazines where you get demo discs? Is that even a thing anymore? I don't know, but I would love to hear from you. It's trivia time. So I was talking about demos and and gaming and demo discs and, well, anyway, I didn't really have a connection, just the fact that we're talking about video games, and I just thought, hey, video game trivia, let's go. The UK versions of FIFA 2001 were on a smell the pitch, scratch and sniff disc. Is that true or false? The correct answer is... true! The game disc had a special scratch and sniff feature physically on the disc that when scratched, it would smell like the turf of a soccer or football field, depending how you say it. Both this and Gran Turismo 2 were the only PlayStation games to include a scratch and sniff disc. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. Up next on 3 Extra Lives, we're staying in the world of Steam because something very exciting has come out, and this mainly for developers, but still interesting for us gamers too, because the Steam playtest feature has now been fully released as of April 2021. And what is the Steam playtest feature? Well, if you were a developer and you were working on a game and perhaps you wanted to alpha test your game or beta test your game as it was getting closer to launch, what you would have to do was create keys and then send those keys out to people, and a lot of admin tasks just trying to manage that and make that happen. And obviously it's quite an important part of many games releasing that they get people to play the game in its alpha state, in its beta state, to let them know of bugs, maybe give suggestions. All that feedback is usually quite helpful for developers, and even from small indie companies to larger, you know, AAA companies do it as well. But what Steam playtest feature now allows developers to do is to organize their beta access and alpha access through the Steam client itself. So no more having to send out Steam keys or anything like that. And it's all built in to Steam now. And what they can do is set up a playtest page on their Steam store page, which then when people click on that to request access, that will give them information of the player and their location. And this also allows them to add the ability to grant playtests for players in a specific country. And this is useful if they have like a regional server where they need to test the load before accepting more players. But all in all, it's just a place where developers can schedule an event to invite playtesters to join at a particular time to help stress test the game or servers. You can post announcements in there, and they can also alert playtesters to the progress that they're making within the game, or when you plan to, you know, turn the playtest off when you're getting closer to that launch. But all this just allows developers way more access to playtesting their games, and I've actually took part in a playtest already. It was very smooth, it was seamless. All I had to do was request access. The developers reviewed that, and I was able to get beta access into a game, try it out. After that, I gave some feedback. Felt really good, felt really smooth. And hey, I'm just all for having more features to be able to try games out. Of course, that's great as a gamer, but from a developer side, having that ease of access to allow people to test my game, I'm sure that is a really important thing. As somebody who's never developed a game, I don't know for sure, but it feels like it is. And to make that easier, to make everyone's life easier, that's a good thing, right? That is a good thing. So keep your eye out in the future for Steam playtest games. When you're on the Steam store, you will see that. You will see that below where you would normally wishlist the game, that you can request access for a playtest. And a great way to try more games, play more games, test more games, and help developers along the way. It's trivia time. So we were talking about playtesting, and you know, that's being the first to try out a game, test a game in some ways. And that led me to this question. Which Sony character appeared in a game first? Was it Spyro in Spyro the Dragon? Was it Spike in Ape Escape? Or was it Solid Snake in Metal Gear Solid? the correct answer is Solid Snake in Metal Gear Solid. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. And finally, on this level of 3 extra lives, did you know that Portal 2 came out 10 years ago in April 2021? 10 years of Portal 2, which makes me feel a little bit old. But to celebrate this momentous occasion, a new community-made mod for Portal 2 was released by developer Portanis. And really, really exciting. As a fan of Portal, I have to say that Portal is probably in my top 10 video games of all time. And this community-made mod is called Portal Reloaded. The mod builds on the concepts of the main game by allowing you to place a third portal, which enables traveling between 2 different timelines. Yes, just what we needed in our Portal games, time travel. Thinking in 4 dimensions is vital to solving 25 brand new mind-bending puzzles. And mind-bending puzzles they are. I jumped into this game thinking, oh yeah, I've completed Portal. I've completed Portal 2. I know what I'm doing. This is Portal knocked up to 17. I don't even know what that means. But it means it's very difficult. It's very challenging. And it will blow your mind. And despite the difficulty in this game, I have to say, if you have played Portal before, if you have played Portal 2, and you are looking for more Portal in your life, I mean, who isn't? The cake might be a lie, but Portal is not. And if you want to get more Portal in your life, I would recommend checking out Portal Reload just to try it, to see actually how difficult it is, because you wouldn't believe how difficult it is having that extra portal which allows you to travel through time. You start off in the game, and when you fire the green portal, which is a rectangular portal, when you go for this, you actually travel 20 years into the future to the same testing area. And then that allows you to do some strange things, such as if there's a companion cube, you can bring that back to the past. But you can't take a companion cube from the past to the future. There's rules like that. Time travel rules, you know, those time travel rules that stop you creating paradoxes or something like that. But once you start to figure out these rules, you can use that to solve the puzzles and get through. And I have to say, I got very stuck. I got stuck on a puzzle for nearly 2 hours and I still didn't beat it yet. But I have to commend this game because absolutely incredible. It's endorsed, fully endorsed Portal community mod, but you would think it's just a genuine expansion that's come out. And it's totally free to play. If you own Portal 2, you can download it for free. You can try it out. And I would just highly recommend that. Even though I got stuck on it, even though I find it exceptionally hard, I just think, go and try Portal Reloaded and get a taste of some Portal action 10 years after Portal 2. Can you believe that? Where's Portal 3? We don't know, but we have Portal Reloaded to keep us company for now. It's trivia time. I was talking about Portal. Of course, and we're going to have a Portal question. The song featured in the closing credits of Portal was composed and arranged by Jonathan Colton, and it is known as what? You Came for Cake, Still Alive, or Thinking with Portals? And the correct answer is...
But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat plan for the people who are still alive.
Still Alive! What a great song that is. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. And here we are at the end of another level of 3 extra lives. How did you do on the trivia this week? Why not let me know if you got 1, 2, 3, or a big old 0. I would love to know how you did, and you can find 3 extra lives over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at 3 extra lives, where you can let me know there. You can also find everything I've mentioned on this show, including show notes, also links to Discord, Twitch, all that stuff over at 3extralives.com. You find the show notes there. I think I already said that, but if I didn't, you find the show notes there. We have links to everything I've mentioned, so you don't have to go searching. And that is it. That is it, my friends. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I will see you all in level 74. Thank you.